I told you one of my favorite new people in politics is State Senator Leonard Christian from Spokane Valley. What an inspiring personal story he has. And I love how he brings his not just his career, but his life to bear on all these issues that are appearing now at the state capitol. Latest example, there is a bill in the state Senate. It is Senate bill, and keep this in mind, the legislative hotline is open for your phone calls at 800-562-6000. This is Senate Bill 1598. And it would enable the prosecution of a lawful gun owner if they are caught carrying a weapon with a valid, permit, concealed carry permit, if they carry this permit in areas that are suddenly now prohibited. And wait until you hear the list of where it's prohibited. It's almost like the lead party in Olympia, the Senate Democrats, are saying, in Washington, it is lawful for you to carry a gun except everywhere. Anyway, Senator Leonard Christian, good to hear your voice again on the John Carlson Show.
Good, wonderful morning, and thanks for having me, John. I really appreciate it. You're hitting it right on the head that they're putting out legislation that outlaws the open carrying of a gun in anywhere, I love this, where children are likely to be present. Where is that not in Washington State? That is really...
Well, I'll tell you, in large swaths of Seattle... Seattle right now is suffering a dearth of children, but I get your point. Children are ubiquitous. They're in every county. They're all over the place, and you never know when you might encounter one. I'm in the grocery store. Look, there's one screaming right now on aisle number 3. you walk, a restaurant, a hardware store. Children tend to be present everywhere. So this bill would not only make it illegal to possess a gun where children might be present, but if you're caught, you could be facing some real trouble here.
Yeah, actually jail time. Absolutely. So that in itself is just setting up the framework to put law-abiding citizens in jail once again. And as somebody who is allowed to protect themselves, who's, again, I will say it as clear as I can, the person who is a law-abiding citizen who has gone through the steps to have to own and register a legal gun and taken the class or whatever they need to do, these folks are not the problem. But yet, that's the focus of this legislation, is to go after those folks who have gone through and done the job right and want to obey the law. They're not the threats to our society. That's what we're targeting. But on the other hand, we want to make sure there's a bill in there now that wants to restore the gun rights of drug felons as soon as they get out of prison. So the back and forth of these folks, I tell you, man, tennis matches aren't as fast as this.
Okay. This bill has already passed your chamber. It was debated on the floor yesterday and passed 28-21, mostly party line. A couple of Democrats.
Came to reality. Okay. But and we tried to put in some amendments. I mean, I put one out there. I remember my father-in-law, I'm not a fisherman, that might surprise you, but I'm not. But he wanted to take me on a relaxing day of fishing. So we get out there, and I mean, I remember all the, the challenges and, life jackets and, all the stuff that we had to make sure were, within the law. we get out there and he pulls out this booklet and it says all the places he can fish within so many feet of a dam, of a bridge or the shoreline and what kind of a hook. And I mean, good gravy.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like, dude, man, you got to be an attorney to go fishing. Well, I put out an amendment that says, well, this is getting so complex in our state, these gun laws, that maybe we should start putting out a book of what, where you can carry a gun and where you can't. Of course, it'll be a very small book at the rate this is going, but at least we'd have some idea. And of course, they all thought that was a really bad idea.
Well, what I don't like also is this idea that gun-free zones means, oh, it'll be safer because then there won't be as many guns. Well, there may not be guns held by law-abiding people, but if people are intent on going to a place to rob it or to shoot people, I don't think they're going to pull back and say, oh, shoot, I can't do that here. It's a gun-free zone.
Free zone. It's just a sign on the wall that says, I can't carry a gun here. You're right. I won't commit. I mean,
I don't want to lose my Second Amendment rights here before I carry out an armed robbery.
No kidding.
The logic, their logic is so screwy because these same people, they probably don't have guns in their own homes. But would they post a gun or a sign outside their house saying no gun in this house? Gun-free house?
I don't think so. One of my neighbors is very anti-guns and I always wanted to put one of those signs. Yeah, don't rob my house. I have guns, but she doesn't. You know.
Okay. So this bill now goes to the House. I'm a little concerned here because the House, as a chamber, is even more liberal than the Senate.
Yeah, they are. They are. So the chances of this going through is getting more and more disturbing every day. I will say, I want to put out a shout out to Senator Holey. He worked really hard to get an amendment in there, which they actually did take that exempted concealed carry permit holders. That was a lot of work on our part, on Jeff Holey's part, to get that through. So I wanted to give him a shout out that he worked pretty hard to get them to the Democrat side to accept that amendment. So it made what taste really bad. We'll put a little syrup on it, I guess, to bring it down to some reality. But I mean, that's the kind of fighting the Democrats, they're pushing for, and yet the Republicans are fighting for the people every day to try and make these, crazy laws a little bit better. That's going through, and we're still having some success. So I do appreciate the hard work from our caucus.
So I find it ironic that the same party that is trying to increase penalties on law-abiding people for carrying firearms in the wrong places, unless you have gone out of your way to get a concealed carry permit,
which I've
been telling my listeners, go, if you don't have a concealed carry permit, get one now while you still can, and if you have one, renew it now, before they start adding all sorts of conditions. Some of you are thinking, well, John, all you need is a concealed carry permit, what's the deal? Well, it's because Washington is an open carry state. And you are allowed to openly carry on your hip a firearm. And they're trying to make that illegal in just about everywhere. Go ahead, final word.
Well, insanity brings is about the word that works best. But the other part of that is today we'll be debating bills to allow people who have done armed robbery out of jail early. I mean, that's what's coming on. So, again, this is like a tennis match. You're trying to figure out, do they hate guns? Do they love guns? Oh, they want criminals to have guns, but not law-abiding citizens to have guns. They don't want people to protect themselves. But yet, they're letting, it blows my mind. The people who have the highest crime rates in the state are introducing legislation to let people out of jail early. Does that make any sense to you?
I hope you ask that question when it comes up for floor debate today and say, I just want you to explain why. I'll yield my time to you to explain why you want to make it easier for people who have committed gun violence to get a reduced sentence while claiming that you oppose gun violence.
Is that something?
Just explain it to us. We're dying to find out.
apparently I don't drink enough. I mean, to understand what goes on in this place.
Oh, Leonard. All right.
That's just the reality. That is exactly what's going on in our state. We have got to get a handle on this. But the best part about it, we're going to give ourselves a pay raise because we're doing such an amazing job.
That is true. The commission that sets wage increases is going to give the legislature pay raise from, what, the mid-60s to 72,000?
Something like that,
Wow.
It blows my mind. We're doing such an amazing job of it for our state. You know, what, $16 billion in the hole? Well, we deserve a pay raise for that, darn it.
That's right. By the way, one thing you can do as a citizen, I mentioned the legislative hotline is open, and people do, and Senator Christian will attest to this, they pay attention to the messages they get from their constituents on the legislative hotline.
Absolutely.
And the way it works is you call 800-562-6000. That's 800-562-6000. Say, I want to send a message to my legislator. And they will know the name of your legislator when you tell them where you're from, and you can send, they will send a message on your behalf to your House members and senators. So it's past the Senate. Just say you want your House members to vote against SB 5098. That's SB 5098. Leave lawful gun owners alone. They are not the problem. Senator.
And I really think that that's what's going to take to make it happen is that the people are going to have to start making those phone calls and reaching out. There's very little that's going to go on here without the people making that happen.
One more time. SB 5098, which would enable the prosecution of gun owners who have shown no malicious intent whatever, but happened to be walking in an area where children are present. Aha! That triggers the law, you're in violation, you could be facing jail time. Jail time. This is how crazy it's gotten in the legislature. Say you are no on 5098, no on SB 5098. Leonard Christian, state senator from the Spokane Valley, thanks again for joining me.
It is an honor. Happy to be here.
Okay, Leonard, thanks.